This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A hostage held in Gaza dies as work on a ceasefire deal continues between Israel and Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
49-year-old Dror Or was one of about 250 people abducted by Hamas on a deadly attack on southern Israel on October the 7th. A day earlier, dozens of people demonstrated outside Israel's military headquarters in Tel Aviv, demanding a deal to release the hostages. Meanwhile, Hamas has said it is sending a delegation to Cairo to continue working on ceasefire negotiations. The talks come as thousands of students across the U.S. held demonstrations against Israel's offensive in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations Humanitarian Aid Agency says hundreds of thousands of people would be at imminent risk of death if Israel carries out a military assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The city has become critical for humanitarian aid and is highly concentrated with displaced Palestinians. Leaders internationally have urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to be cautious about any incursion into Rafah. The war has killed over 34,000 Palestinians in Gaza and driven around 80% of the population of 2.3 million from their homes. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning an attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
A maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military should be open within a matter of days, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday. This is VOA News. Several U.S. universities are taking steps to prevent pro-Palestinian protest disruptions of graduation ceremonies this weekend. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Colleges are hiring extra security. They're screening attendees at venues, and they're warning that they won't allow protesters to disrupt the ceremonies. At the same time, they're pledging to honor free speech rights by designating protest zones. Thursday night, as the University of Utah president spoke at commencement, some students booed and yelled, "Free Palestine." Northeastern University in Boston is holding commencement exercises on Sunday. Nearly 100 protesters were arrested there a few days ago. A university spokesperson says they acknowledge passionate viewpoints, but the focus this weekend, she said, should be on the graduates. I'm Rita Foley.
Germany accused Russia on Friday of launching cyber attacks on its defense and aerospace firms and ruling party, as well as targets in other countries, and warned there would be unspecified consequences. Russia's embassy in Berlin dismissed the accusations that were echoed by the Czech Republic, the NATO Defense Alliance, and the U.S. State Department. Russia calling them, quote, another unfriendly step aimed at inciting anti-Russian sentiments in Germany. NATO said the campaign had also targeted government bodies, critical infrastructure operators, and other entities in Lithuania, Poland, Slovakia, and Sweden. Britain's opposition Labour Party claimed a big early win against Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his governing Conservative Party in local elections on Friday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The victory echoes recent polls, which indicate the beginning of the end of 14 years of Conservative rule and of Sunak's leadership.
We've got a billionaire Prime Minister.
Labour inflicted heavy losses on the Conservatives, securing a parliamentary seat in the northern English town of Blackpool and gaining control of several councils.
I declare that Christopher Paul Webb is duly elected as the Member of Parliament for the Blackpool South constituency.
The results set the tone for what will be two closely watched days of local results before a national election later this year.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Hope Hicks, a former White House aide to Donald Trump, took the witness stand on Friday in the former president's criminal trial, where she's expected to face questions about efforts during the 2016 presidential campaign to bury stories about his alleged sexual misbehavior. While the jury in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president has heard accounts from outsiders, they have yet to hear testimony from people who work directly for Trump. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.